朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我想刚刚练慈姊妹讲到，我们下一个月是赞美月。
Sister Nancy just shared with us that next month is the month of praise.
弟兄姊妹，我们定这个并不是随便定的。
We did not just designate as the month of praise randomly.
因为有太多基督徒生命里面基本的拳脚，我们常常忽略了。
Because many Christians we lack the basic practice.
那以至于我们一次又一次的，我们听了很多的信息。
So, even though we heard many messages,
可是我们缺少在生活里面，我们真实的去操练，去活出它来。
But we lack practice in our daily life.
你看我们九月份讲到奉献月。
The month of September was the month of offering.
十月讲到信心。
And the month of October was the month of faith.
这个月我们讲到感恩。
And this is the month of Thanksgiving.
我想弟兄姊妹，你不用举手回答。好，我想问弟兄姊妹一个问题。
And I want to ask you a question.
在过去的这个月里面，十一月份里面，你真正从心里面跟神感谢过超过三次以上的，你自己心里面举个手好了。
Okay, you can raise your hand within your heart if you gave thanks to God.
已经有人举手了，
好，好，感谢主。More than three times in the month of November.
你真正从心里面说，耶稣，我谢谢你，我为了什么人或为了什么事，我感谢你。
That you really tell God from the bottom of your heart, Lord, I thank you for certain person or certain things.
弟兄姊妹，在我们生活里面太多的事情值得我们感恩了。
There's so many things to be thankful.
你看，像我们上个礼拜到佛罗里达，神让我们看见在那边有一班倾心爱主的弟兄姊妹，我就为了他们感谢神。
Last week we went to Florida. We saw a group of Christians who love the Lord, and we really thank God for them.
礼拜四晚上，神给我们这么好的一个感恩的聚会。哎呀，我回到家里面就为了这件事情感恩啊。
And then Thursday night, the Lord gave us such a wonderful Thanksgiving meeting. And when I went home, I thank God.
那么多的小朋友、小家伙，两三岁的就在那边唱，把天上的乌云、心里的忧伤要赶出去。
It was so joyful to see these little children singing.
虽然我不知道他们懂不懂什么叫乌云，什么叫心里的忧伤啊。
Even though I doubt they know what they were singing.
可是他们唱完了以后，我自己就觉得里面所有的愁苦真的都过去了啊。
But after they sang the songs, and I felt all my worries and sorrows were gone.
我们感谢神给我们这么多小可爱的天使放在教会里面。
And we thank God for giving us such wonderful angels at church.
弟兄姊妹，今天早晨坐在这里，我仍然坐在这里感谢神。
And this morning I was giving thanks to God too.
能够给我们有机会一同来朝见神。
That the Lord gave us another chance to come to meet him.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们最近一连串在讲一个美好的证据。
Talking about a good report recently.
真实的信心它一定有证据。
Because a true faith will bring about good report.
因为真正的信心它一定在生活里面会有不同的表现。
Because true faith will bring different manifestation in our daily life.
弟兄姊妹，我们相不相信圣经上马太福音十八章神给我们的应许，说无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚集，我就在他们中间。
Do we truly believe the promise given in Matthew chapter 18? Two or three of you gather together, I'm in your midst.
相信的请举手。
Raise your hand if you believe it.
感谢主，都举手了哈。
Praise the Lord.
那不相信的请举手好了。
And raise your hand if you do not believe it.
那么相信好了，我接着问第二个问题。今天早晨你来之前，你预备好你的心是要来朝见神的，请你举手。
Now my second question, when you come to this meeting, are you ready to meet the Lord?
但是弟兄姊妹，如果我们真的很诚实的话，很多时候我们忘记了。
If we are honest, we have to admit sometimes we forget.
我们是一个非常习惯性的来到教会里面。
We come to meetings with, just as a habit.
我们没有像要去见总统或是见一个我们最敬爱的一个人那个心里面的准备。
We do not prepare mentally as if we're meeting someone very important or someone very dear.
我们有没有预备好我们的心是要来遇见神，是要来听神今天对我说话。
Are we ready to meet God and to listen to what he has to say to me?
我们里面有没有预备好说，主，今天要借着这个聚会，你要再一次的来改变我的生命， 来影响我的生活。
Are we prepared to be changed by the Lord through this meeting?
我有没有预备好了？像圣经上说的，凡是来到神面前的，啊，是他赏赐那一切寻求他的。我今天一定会在主的面前领受祝福。
Do we believe that He will reward those who earnestly seek Him? Therefore, we will be blessed today.
预备好心，今天来神家拿礼物的，请举手啊
！Raise your hand if you are ready to be rewarded today.
感谢神，真的感谢神，真的是要这样子。弟兄姊妹，我们需要这样子去预备我们自己。
We need to prepare ourselves this way.
啊，这两天的报纸你打开来看，就看见他们说礼拜五是感恩节后的第一天，啊，是大血拼哈，大 shopping day。
If you read the newspaper, you'll see Friday was the biggest shopping day of the year.
哎呀，我看那个报纸上人半夜就去排队耶。
And some people would line up outside the store from midnight.
我忘了Sears还是那个 Target 发那个十块钱 coupon， 也只投一百个人，他发十块钱 coupon。
I don't know it was whether Sears or Target they gave out $10 coupon for the first 100 customers.
哎，我看那些人挤在一起，那个伸手就像逃难的那个样子，一模一样。
And we see a big crowd fighting for the coupons.
他们为着一个礼物，他们半夜就去排队了。
They were willing to line up starting from midnight for a coupon.
而那些的礼物都是转眼就过去的。
But those gifts they don't last.
而那些礼物，就算说你一个东西原来是300块钱，今天卖100块，那也不过省个200块钱，对不对
？If you say you just saved $200 for something,
我不是说200块不重要，而是弟兄姊妹，我们有没有预备好了？每一次来到神家，有属灵的礼物，神要赐给我们。
I'm not saying that $200 is not important, but in the same way, are we prepared to receive spiritual gifts from the Lord every time we come to see?
为了让你们专心聚会，怕我踢翻水，我拿远一点。我突然发现他在我脚前啊，弟兄姊妹，我们有没有预备好真的带着信心来到神的家里面？
Are we prepared with faith to come to God's house?
当我这样讲的时候，我自己也常常问我自己。
And I often ask myself the same
question. 很多时候主一提醒就不一样。
When the Lord reminds me, everything will be different.
很多的时候唱诗唱到一半的时候，圣灵突然提醒我有没有用心灵和诚实来唱诗歌。
Sometimes when I'm in the middle of singing a hymn, the Holy Spirit will remind me, are you using your heart?
当我刚刚一下子把自己再调回来到诗歌歌词里面去的时候，
Then when I refocus myself into the hymn,
and then 你唱到说，我虽然不知道在未见我的前途将如何。
When I sing, even though I do not know about my tomorrow,
虽然我不知道在未见主之前我还要遇见什么试炼。
I don't know how many trials I still have to go through before I meet the Lord.
然而我却深知道我所信的是谁。
But I know whom I believe.
也知道他能够保全我所交付他的。
And believe that He's able to keep that I have entrusted Him. 弟兄姊妹，
当我们一在心灵和诚实里面唱的时候
，Whenever we sing in the spirit and truth,
我里面感觉就完全不一样。
And totally different feeling.
哎呀，刚才唱到说，主耶稣，我羡慕活在你的面前。
And when we say, Oh Lord, I long to live before you.
你们讲到，无论我感觉、我思想或是我什么，如果这个没有你的事物的时候，不要叫我快乐。
When thinking or loving things besides you, don't give me the happiness.
弟兄姊妹，当我们把自己一放进去的时候，就都不一样。
When we place ourselves in the hymn, everything will be different.
所以我们何等希望主在我们的生活里面，我们真正是成为一个有信心的人。
How we wish that we could be men of faith.
真有信心，我们的生活一定不一样。
True faith will bring about different life.
真正有信心，我们跟神的关系一定不一样。
True faith will bring different relationship with God.
那真正有信心，弟兄姊妹，我们的生活方式，我们整个人生的价值决定不一样。
True faith will bring about different life values.
而真实的信心也让我们在一切的拣选的里面会有不一样的拣选。
And true faith will cause us to choose differently.
今天我们要进到第五个题目。
Today we'll look at the fifth, number five, a message.
讲到信心与敬虔的生活。
Faith and a godly life.
弟兄姊妹，这是跟我们在座每一个人都有关系。
And this has to do with every one of us.
如果你打瞌睡，请你醒过来啊。
If you're falling asleep, please wake up.
如果你不注意的话，请你注意听，因为这篇的信息决定影响我们的人生。
Please pay attention because this message is very important to our lives.
什么叫做敬虔？
So what is godliness?
弟兄姊妹，我们不要在脑筋里面就想到一个好像一个 monk, 一个修道士。
When we think about godliness, don't think a monk.
那英文的翻译直接就翻译的 godly, 就是像神一样。
Godliness means to be like God.
敬虔讲到我们跟神之间的关系。
It's our relationship with God.
敬虔讲到我们对神的态度。
And that's our attitude to God.
敬虔讲到我们在这位伟大的神面前人该有的生活 该尽的本分。
And it's our responsibility and lifestyle before this mighty God.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们真有信心的话，我们一定过敬虔的生活。
If we do, really do have faith, we will live a godly life.
跟我们外表那种，有人专门去训练你怎么样子敬虔的外表啊。
Some people, they train to have a godly lifestyle.
啊，圣经该怎么拿，走路的步伐大概多远一步啊。
They teach you how to act godly, how to hold your Bible, how to walk.
啊，咳嗽要怎么咳，打喷嚏要怎么打。
How you cough and how you sneeze.
跟人握手应该什么样子的态度，有人教这些的。
Some people teach how to shake hands so that you will act godly.
但是圣经上不是要这些。
But Bible does not require that.
圣经上是要我们跟神之间要有一个对的关系。
The Bible demands that we have right relationship with God.
我们对神要有一个正确的敬畏的态度。
That we will have a fearful attitude toward God.
我们在神面前该有的，因着知道我们所信的是谁，而我们过敬虔分别为圣的生活。
Because we know whom we believe, therefore we are consecrated and live a godly life.
我们一起读一段的圣经，提摩太前书第四章。
Let's read a scripture, 1 Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太前书第四章。
1 Timothy chapter 4.
我们从第七节。
Let's start with verse 7.
读到第十节。
Through 10.
要弃绝那世俗的言语和老妇荒谬的话，在敬虔上操练自己，操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔凡事都有益处，因有今生和来生的应许。这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。我们劳苦努力正是为此，因我们的指望在乎永生的神。好，读到这里啊，在这里讲到要操练敬虔。
It says here to practice in godliness.
他说敬虔凡事都有益处。
Because godliness is of value for all things.
因为有今生和来世的应许。
Because it's holding promise for both the present life and the life to come.
保罗讲到这里好像还不够一样，他要加强的说，他说这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。
And as if it's not enough, Paul even further emphasized saying that this is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance.
他觉得这句话应该强调再强调。
He feels that he has to emphasize more and more.
敬虔不仅仅是影响来世，更是影响我们，也影响我们今生。
Because godliness not only affect our life to come, but also this present life.
它不仅仅会影响我们今生，也会影响我们来世。
Not only impact this present life, but also the eternity.
保罗讲完的时候，他说这句话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。
Then Paul further emphasized saying that this is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance.
啊，操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔凡事都有益处。
Physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things.
我们再翻过来读第六章。
And let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6.
第六节。
Verse 6.
我们一直读到第十一节。
Let's read through verse 11.
我们请一起来读啊。
Let's read together.
然而敬虔加上知足的心便是大力了，因为我们没有带什么到世上来，也不能带什么去，只要有衣有食就当知足。但那些想要发财的人就陷在迷惑，落在网罗和许多无知有害的私欲里，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财，就被引诱离了真道，用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。但你这属神的人，要逃避这些事，追求公义、敬虔、信心、爱心、忍耐、温柔。好，十二节的上半，你要为真道打闹美好的仗，持定永生。好，我们就读到这。在这里特别说到敬虔加上知足的心，是一个非常蒙福的事情。
And here it says godliness with contentment is great gain.
后面讲到一种对比的生活。
And then Paul gives a contrast.
他说到许多人被愁苦刺透。
That many people were piercing themselves with many griefs.
只要贪就一定苦。
If they greed, they will grieve.
不管你贪什么。
doesn't matter what you're greeting for.
不管在感情上，在钱财上，在我们今生的拥有上，任何的事情，你只要贪，就结局就是愁苦。
If you're greedy, you will have griefs, whether in relationships, financial, or anything in this life.
圣经上说到贪财是万恶之根。
The Bible says that love of money is the root of all evils.
所以当那十一节的时候，保罗劝提摩太说：“你这属神的人。”
Therefore, in verse 11, Paul beseeched Timothy says, "But you, man of God."
Man of God.
Man of God.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这是基督徒或是有心追求主的人最好听的一个名字之一啊。
This is the best title for Christians or people who want to pursue the Lord.
Man of God.
Man of God.
属神的人。
Man of God.
弟兄姊妹啊，这是我们基督徒最大的 honor.
And this is honor.
我们不是 man of this world.
We are not men of this world.
我们更不是属于撒旦的人。
And we are not of Satan.
我们是属神的人。
But we are of God.
所有属神敬虔度日的人，他都要逃避这些事情。
Anyone who wants to live a godly life shall flee from all this.
好，我们的圣经读到这里啊。
And this is our scripture reading.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们现在在讲信心。
When we talk about faith,
信心会叫一个人在生活上有完全不同的表现。
Faith will cause us to live a different life.
一个非常明显的影响就是他会过敬虔的生活。
The biggest impact is that this man will live a godly life.
一个真实的信心会把今生跟永世把它连接起来。
A true faith will connect this present life with eternity.
就因为我们知道所有的生活形式不是只为着今生。
Because we know whatever we do is not just for this present life.
今天我一切所做的将来要跟神交账。
Anything we do today will have to give account when we see God.
这是第一方面。
So this is the first aspect.
第二方面，今生我一切所做的有永世的果效。
And anything that we do in this life has an effect in eternity.
它影响了我在永世里面的结局和奖赏。
It will affect the ending in eternity and also our reward.
所以哥林多后书第五章在这里告诉我们，我们行事为人是凭着信心。不是凭眼见。
So 2 Corinthians chapter 5 tells us that we live by faith, not by sight.
弟兄姊妹，一句话带过去了，但是你知道这句话多大吗？
You know how great is this verse?
我们这个人天生的就是容易活在眼见的里面。
Because naturally we live by sight.
人看人看外貌。
When we look at people, we judge by the outward.
人追求外面的成就。
And we pursue outward success.
我们这个人看这个信心是受环境的影响。
And our faith is affected by our situation.
神说病好了，可是我们看见病难过，这个环境在那边，我们的信心就软弱了。
God says you're healed, but we look at our situation and we feel sorrow.
神说你的祷告怎么垂听了，可是我们的环境 nothing happened.
And then God would say, "Oh, I have answered your prayer, but we look around, nothing happened."
神对亚伯拉罕说，你的子孙要多如海边的沙，他生不出来。
And then God promised Abraham that your offspring will be numerous as sands on the seashore, but yet he has no children.
弟兄姊妹，凭信心不凭眼见，不是一件容易的事情。
It's not easy to live by faith, not by sight.
但是保罗却告诉我们，我们真就是属神的人，就是凭信心不凭眼见。
But Paul says, we men of God have to live by faith, not by sight.
他告诉我们，我们众人有一天都要在基督的台前显露出来。
Because he says we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ.
叫个人爱。我给大家空格，应该答案是什么？
That each one may receive.
个人按着什么或善或恶受报，答案应该是什么？什么？
We're talking about
按着本身所行的啊，不是按着你所在的教会。
That each man will receive what is due him for the things done while in the body.
也不是按着那位绊倒你的人。
It's not according to your church.
也更不是按着你的爸爸妈妈。
Or according to the person who stumbled you or your parents.
你按着本身所行的。
According to the things done while you're in the body.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹啊，这是叫做信心。
And this is faith.
我知道我今天所有做的事情，有一天我要跟永生神交账。
I know that one day I have to give account for everything that we do today.
而我信心的果效是在永恒的里面。
So the effect of our faith is actually lies in eternity.
所以有人说，圣经上说你种的是什么，收的就是什么。
Therefore, the Bible says you reap what you sow.
你不要自欺。
Do not deceive yourselves.
因为我们骗不了神。
Because we cannot deceive God.
但是很多时候我们骗我们自己。
But a lot of times we deceive ourselves.
我们觉得我们这么说这么做没有人知道。
We feel we say this and we do that, nobody knows.
但是圣经上说 你骗不了神的，但是你也不要骗你自己。
The Bible says you cannot deceive God and please don't deceive yourselves.
因为神是轻慢不得的。
Because God cannot be mocked.
人种的是什么，收的就是什么。
We reap what we sow.
有一次我们到北京去的时候。
One time we went to Beijing.
这个中国人很流行用各样的话这个对句、啊
Chinese like to have like, sort of like poetry.
然后我们经过一个工厂的时候，他门口就写的，他说你今天工作不努力，明天努力找工作。
And one time we passed through a factory, and then it says, if you do not work hard today and tomorrow, you will be looking for a job hard.
那弟兄姊妹，其实真的这些话都是有它几分真实性，对不对
？And these sayings all have some truth to it.
那今天属灵上更是这样。
It's the same with spiritual sayings.
今天我们在神面前不敬虔度日的话
，If we do not live a godly life today,
弟兄姊妹，不光将来收的，就是我们今生所种的。
Not only that, in the future we will reap what we sow today.
其实就在我们今生
，But even in the present life,
我们已经在收我们所种的了。
We will be reaping what we sow.
如果你这个人是常常抱怨，常常喜欢埋怨，不喜欢帮助别人，非常自私的一个人。
If you are a selfish person who complains all the time,
你就会难怪别人跟你保持距离。
And then you will not be surprised when people try to keep a distance from you.
你是一个自私、常常犯罪的人。
If you are a selfish person who commits sin all the time,
你今生就已经在收犯罪而给你的结果。
And then you will be reaping the sinful results.
弟兄姊妹，属灵的事情是最绝对、最真实的。
Because spiritual things are very real.
所以真实的信心一定把我们今天所有的生活跟永世连接在一起。
So true faith will connect our present life with eternity.
有人说今生这一生你所有的遭遇和经历。
Some says all that you go through in this present life.
好像一本书的前言。
It's like a prelude, a preface of a book.
我们看书有没有人看前言？看。
Do you read the preface when you read a book?
你整个这一生不过写前言，真正的内容在永世里面继续写下去。
Because all the present life is but a preface of a book. The real thing comes with eternal life.
弟兄姊妹，我们今生太重要了。
So this is our present life is so important.
真实的信心就一定带领我们进入敬虔的生活。
So true faith will bring about godly life.
弟兄姊妹啊，圣经上刚才保罗劝提摩太说。贪财或是想要发财的人，好像到最后他会被许多的愁苦刺透。
Paul advised Timothy that anyone who wants to get rich will eventually be pierced with many griefs.
他说到你这个属神的人要逃避这一切的事。
So you men of God, flee from all this.
那讲到要过敬虔的生活，两方面要做。
When we talk about godly life, two things we have to pay attention to.
在消极方面，我们要逃避一切会让我们不敬虔的。
Passively, we need to flee from all things that will hinder us.
而在积极方面，我们要真正的去操练过敬虔的生活。
And actively, we need to practice a godly life.
那弟兄姊妹，我不晓得有没有人被蛇咬过。
I don't know if anyone's been bitten by a snake.
中国人说一朝被蛇咬，他朝怕草绳，对不对？
And then there's a Chinese saying that once you are bitten by a snake, you'll be afraid of even ropes.
你如果曾经被蛇咬过了哈
，If you ever got bitten by a snake,
你下次看到蛇，你就会逃避它。
And the next time when you see a snake, you will flee from it.
你所有可能会蛇出现的地方，你都会远离它。
You'll try to avoid any place that has snakes.
可是弟兄姊妹呢，今天非常稀奇的事情就是那些不敬虔的事、犯罪的事、叫我们堕落的事情，我们里面没有防备。
But yet today we are off guard.Toward those things that will cause us to corrupt and fall.
我们容许自己去接触它。
We allow ourselves to get close to them.
我们容许不敬虔的言谈靠近我们。
We allowed godless chattings to come.
所以我们很容易就常常不小心滑跌了。
Therefore, we easily fall into it.
去年当 SARS 出来那么严重的时候。
Last year, when SARS was very serious.
我们只要看见有人发烧，我们就要远离他，对不对？
We try to avoid anyone that has fever, right?
那么飞机场任何公共的机构里面只要有人发烧我们大家都会怕大家都要远离他
We try to avoid anyone who has fever in public places
因为你知道这个东西可以把我们的生命给取掉的
Because this might take away our life
但是弟兄姊妹我们对不敬虔的事情我们里面常常缺少这种戒心
But yet we lack this kind of alertness
所以保罗劝提摩太劝到一个地步说你要远避世俗的虚谈
Therefore Paul says flee from world, godless chatters.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，如果我们真的很认真地把圣经上告诉我们的生活，
if we pay attention and be serious about the life that Bible teaches,
跟我们实际过的生活，
and then look at our actual life,
或是我们下一代孩子们他们现在正在过的生活，
or the lifestyle of our next generation,
如果真把它实化一下的话，我们里面会害怕的。
If we really look at it and compare, then we would be alarmed.
我们相信在座没有一个父母亲愿意把你的孩子送到有传染病的人中间去的。
I'm sure none of the parents is willing to put your child in a contagious place.
可是我们却常常忽略了我们今天孩子们或是我们自己每天所接触的东西。
But yet we fail to pay attention to what we come in contact with in our daily life.
保罗劝我们第一件事情要远避，要逃避。
So Paul says, flee, run away from them.
你不要以为逃避是没出息啊。
Don't think that's an act of cowardness.
我靠主凡事可以得胜的。
Don't brag and says I can do all things through him for strength.
我应该可以去尝试尝试，然后来证明我里面的生命胜过他。
I can go and test the life within me.
那弟兄姊妹呢？保罗书信就要请你写的，不是保罗写的。
But then you can write the epistles, not Paul.
因为我们比保罗还属灵。
Because we're more spiritual than Paul.
连保罗这么属灵的人，他都对一些事情，他一再讲到逃避、逃避、逃避。
Even a spiritual man like Paul keep on saying flee, flee, flee.
他连有一些人跟人中间的 conversation， 他都说要远远的逃避。
Even some conversation between people, he says flee.
你看看多少人因为谈话而对主失去的信心。
So many people lose their faith through talking.
多少人因为一些不健康、一些不正面的谈话，而他不肯来聚会了。
So many people are affected by unhealthy talks that they don't come to church anymore.
那多少时候我们的孩子因为交错了朋友，跟他们谈话在一起，而他们出去了。
So many of our children fall because of their friendship with ungodly people.
他们为什么会抽烟？为什么会吸毒？为什么会犯罪？因为交错了朋友。
Why do they end up smoking, taking drugs? It's because they got wrong friends.
不是爸爸妈妈没有教孩子们要做好。
It's not that their parents never taught them.
不是我们没有为他们祷告。
It's not that we never pray for them.
但是弟兄姊妹常常就是因为所接触的，因为没有界限、没有范围，而他们受到了污染。
But a lot of times they are corrupted because they fail to set the boundary.
这个我不晓得加州特别 Bay Area 是不是很糟特别糟糕的环境啊。
I don't know if Bay Area is worse compared to other places.
那个我不管去东岸去别的地方，我常常发现这些父母亲他们的孩子们好像都非常优秀。
When I go visit other churches at other states, it seems that their children are all very nice.
我就问他们说你们怎么带的？他们说我们也没特别带啊，他们就是读书读得很好。
And then I would ask them, how do you raise your children so nicely? And say, I don't know. They're good students.
他们有没有像在这边的孩子们这个穿的衣服都这么 fashion？
And then they don't.
这么讲究 fashion?
They're not that fashionable as children here.
这个可是你看湾区这边好像很普遍的现象。
But then in Bay Area, it's so common.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要为着我们自己，为着我们的孩子都要祷告的。
We need to pray for ourselves and our children.
因为今天金钱是影响今生，也影响来世的一件事情。
Because godliness will impact not only this life, but then the life to come.
它比我们孩子读什么学校、学不学钢琴、学不学这个更重要。
Godliness is much more important than the education and trainings our children receive.
保罗说这句话是可信的，是十分可佩服的，你们一定要注意，要在乎。
And Paul keeps saying that this is trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance.
因为敬虔凡事都有益处。
Because godliness has value for all things.
因为有今生和来生的应许。
Because it holds promises for this present life and the life to come.
所以当一个孩子或当我们自己不敬虔的时候。
So if we live an ungodly life.
弟兄姊妹那个亏损是大的。
The loss is great.
那敬虔第二方面说到要主动的去操练它。
And on the other hand, we need to actively practice it.
我们知道没有一个人不经过操练可以打进奥运的。
Because nobody gets into Olympics without practicing.
不可能的。
It's impossible.
他们几乎是从小就开始的。
They have to start training when they're young.
有一次我看到一个很有名的小提琴家，我那个名字讲不出来。
One time I read about this famous violinist.
他都已经到95岁了。
And he was in 95 years old.
他每天拉他小提琴练习练六个小时。
He still practices his violin 6 hours a day.
人家问他说：“你为什么95岁的你还每天拉六个小时？”
So some ask him, "How come you still practice 6 hours a day? Now you're already 95 years old."
他说：“我每天都还在进步中。”
He says, "I'm still making progress every day."
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，他为什么能够成为一代的大师？
So you see why he becomes world famous.
因为背后他一直的操练。
Because he keeps practicing.
那我们那天还在讲到说，教会很多孩子都去同样一个 Amy 老师家学钢琴了。
The other day we're saying that many of our children learn from the same piano teacher.
那为什么有的孩子弹得很好，有的孩子弹得不好？
But then some excel and some don't.
弟兄姊妹在乎操练。
It's up to their practice.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。